take a minute or two. I'm sorry to disturb your prayer time, but we have some upcoming changes on November 27th, and I'd like to introduce some of them to you so that you're ready. You're the folks that get here early. Everyone else is going to learn from you how the new masks go. There's not that many changes, but we should be familiar with them. I've scattered among Jews a table of copies of the new breaking bread. It's got a picture of Christ. And if you want to refer to that, we'll just walk through it. It won't take us a couple of minutes here just to see some of the changes. As far as the singing goes, we've got that under control. We're already singing the new mass with the Archbishop's permission. So now I'd just like to walk you through on page 3 of this book. One of the biggest changes is that when our Father says, "The Lord be with you," we will now be saying, "And with your spirit," instead of saying, "And also with you." So, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." There are changes in the Penitential Act. "I confess, Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned," etc. We'll be probably able to read this during the recitation of that Penitential Act. So, just a week long, these books will be, everybody will have these books coming November 27th. I just have a few out here now for teaching purposes. So then we go to page 7, I should say, and again, upon the reading of the gospel, the deacon or the priest will say, "The Lord be with you," and you will say, "And with your spirit." And then at the conclusion of the reading, the deacon or the priest will say, "And reading from the Holy Gospel according to the end," and you will respond, "Glory to you, O Lord." It's very interesting. Many of us aren't say that. In the Creed on page 8, we'll be able to read right along with that tonight. See the Creed, we'll be reading that, and any of those changes will be evident. Then, when we get to the Eucharistic prayer, there's a little bit of a change. The priest will say, "The Lord be with you," and we will respond, "And with your spirit." If it's solid, we will say, "And with your spirit, lift up your heart. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. So that's a very significant change. We'll do this the next 2 weeks so that when November 27th comes, we'll be familiar with these changes. So during communion, when we have the greeting feast, the priest will say, "The peace of the Lord be with you always," and he will say, "And with your spirit." And then when we say, when the Lamb of God, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," we say, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." This is on page 13. I know it sounds like there's a lot of changes, but they're all written down, and everyone will have a book come November 27th. And finally, at conclusion, at the very end, Father says, "The Lord be with you," and we say, "And with your spirit." Okay, those are the changes. Well, thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the love of God our Father, the fellowship of Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
Wisdom is a grace of God that gives us understanding and insight into life. It also gives us the power to live life well. This grace is found most truly in Jesus, the power and the wisdom of God, and He offers it to us. So let us begin our Mass by calling to mind our sins and asking for pardon. Lord Jesus, You are the source of wisdom, so Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, You are our hope and our joy, so Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And Lord Jesus, You are the light of our life, so Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Protect us from all harm. Give us freedom of spirit and health of mind and body to do Your work on earth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you. reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest. We have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we are who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with the word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words, the word of the Lord. St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were foolish and the 5 were wise. Now the foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise ones brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Now since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out and meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. But go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked, and afterwards the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. As you know, we're living in the month of November, and it's the month of remember the poor souls. Our loved ones who've gone before us have died. And this past Wednesday at St. Tecla's Church, we had over 75 families from St. Claus and some St. Tecla's who lost loved ones during this year. So they came there for remembrance. They had their names written in the book of remembrance, that is, in the churches to let people know that these loved ones were here and they're no longer with us. And there was a moving ceremony. They all were given little crosses and mementos. And all these people came together, not just to have words said to them, not just to light candles, but to know that they were not alone. I know they were grieving. There was a young family there that just lost a young baby. The baby was just a few days old when it died. And there are other people there from all crossroads of life, from the old to the middle age. But they were all grieving. And I'm sure we all know that. I'm sure all of us have had baby parents, or maybe a spouse, or maybe a son or daughter, or a brother or sister, someone in our family, a good friend that may have died. As I said, November is a special month. You're probably listening to the news, and maybe even on the street corners you see veterans selling these little poppies, remembering our soldiers, the young men and women who served their country, and who gave the ultimate price, gave up their lives. And not just in past wars, but almost every day we hear so many more of our young people being killed in Iraq or in Afghanistan. So it's a time for remembrance. It's a time to remember. And we don't want to forget our loved ones. And we want to know, too, as St. Paul said in that reading that was read so beautifully for us, that he doesn't want us to be unaware of what happened when we die. we aren't like pagans that have no belief at all that this is not going to be anything happen afterwards. So even though Jesus showed all of us, showed the whole world, how he overcame death by his own death and his resurrection, he also gave us something else. There were several occasions before he died that he went around and raised people back to life. I think one of the earliest descriptions in one of the Gospels was when a young girl had died, just probably just maybe even before teenage. And she was in her room. She was in her house. Everybody's grieving there. She was dead. And Jesus came by, went into the house, and drove everybody out. Stopped this crying. Stopped this grieving. And he raised his little girl back to life. Recorded seriously, recorded definitely, that this girl was dead. Came back to life. She was restored to her family. Then we hear another story about Jesus walking along the road, and another funeral procession was taking place. This time a young man had died, definitely dead. The people in those days, they knew dead people when they saw them. And this family lost a son. They were carrying him to the grave. But Jesus saw the weeping mother, probably the father there, grieving over their son. And he too entered into their grief. He mourned with them. But he went up to the procession. He stopped it, and he told the young man to get up. And he did, fully restored, fully back to life again. Maybe those were isolated incidents that we read about in the Gospels, and maybe they're taken individually. But the greatest one of all was where we all hear so often, when Martha and Mary, their brother Lazarus, got sick. And they knew Jesus. He was a good friend of the family. And they knew Jesus was a wonder worker. They knew that he did these other things. He fed people. He healed people. He was a wonder worker. He spread good news wherever he went. So when their brother was sick, they sent for him. They sent for Jesus. And Jesus delayed. He didn't come. In fact, his disciples were mystified over that. Lord, let's get going. And Jesus said to them, his time wasn't come. They didn't know what he was talking about. What time is that at all? So finally, I think some days passed. When finally Jesus got up and said, well, let's go. Well, the other disciples heard that Lazarus had died. It was useless. Why go up now? But Jesus insisted. He went up to Bethany. And before he even came into the village, the sisters were there, ready to give it to Jesus. He was their friend. They asked him to come before Lazarus died. Heal him. Give him back his health. It came too late. It was days after. Lazarus was buried. He died. He was buried already. He was in a tomb. And the sisters kind of let Jesus know about that. He said, Lord, if you were here, we wouldn't be grieving. And the gospel tells us that Jesus wept. He grieved with them. He listened to them. He let them really hang it all out with them, that they were upset with him. But then he asked them one thing about, do you still believe in me? Am I still a friend of yours, really? And they said that. They believed you. They believed everything about him. They were convinced that he was something special. But they had this problem with death, with their brother. So when Jesus told them to roll back the stone, and even some of the people said, hey, this is ridiculous. He's been in there days. There'll be a smell coming out of that tomb. And some of these scoffers were laughing. They said, this proves now this guy's crazy. But they persisted. They rolled back the stone. And Jesus called Lazarus to come out. So you can imagine, probably the first time in history that a body that had been decaying, the smell was coming out of the tomb. And Lazarus came out of that tomb fully alive. And Jesus told him, unwrap all the burial cloths that they had on him. Give him something to eat. He was restored to his sisters. And then at that time, some of the scoffers, they finally believed. They hadn't seen anything like this before. Who is this guy that he can call back the dead back to life again? And then shortly after that, there's a story in the gospel that Jesus was back in Bethany having a meal with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And they said some of his enemies came to that spot trying to see if Lazarus was there. They really wanted to see if this really happened. And they saw that it did happen, but they didn't accept it. They used that as fuel. They said, well, we have to Lazarus to death as well. They didn't accept life after death. They didn't accept the mystery of Jesus. So maybe that's what Paul is talking about in that reading, you know. For us, you know, that death, the resurrection of Jesus, his power to give us back life, our loved ones who have gone before us, they aren't gone forever. They are alive. We remember them. We pray to them. We ask them for their help in our daily lives. Because we as Christians believe fully that life is not, that our life here on earth is not the end. It's the beginning. So we need to be reminded of that. That's why we have a beautiful month like November. It could be a dreary month. We go back into daylight saving times. It's dark all over again. But I'm sure we have light at the end of the tunnel. This is the time the soldiers in our country are being remembered, especially those who gave their lives. But we also want to remember our loved ones. That's what today is all about. That's what Jesus is asking us to do. Keep the faith. Live it. Because in the end, we will be with him. We will be with him and with all our loved ones. All those people gave their lives. They aren't gone forever. They're truly alive. They're with God. And we hope to be there ourselves someday. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, Maker of all the sins of sin. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Spirit of God, the Father, God of God, the light of the light, true God of the true God, the God not made, one made of the Father, through him all things are made, for us to come and for our salvation, the King of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he is born of the Virgin Mary, and he made him. For our sake, he is crucified and done with his body, he suffered and died in the grave. On the third day, he rose again, fulfilling the Scripture. He ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come in glory, and touch the living and the dead, and the kingdom of man and woman. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Receive the Father, the Son, and the Son, with the Father and the Son, and the Spirit of the Father, and the Son, and the Lord, and the Apostles. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Church, and the Holy Spirit, and the forgiveness of sins, and the blood of the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord as Paul did, that he will give meaning to our lives, so that in the end we will join him with all our loved ones in eternal life, as we now pray.
For the church, that we may find the spring of life deep within us, that will enable us to be light for others in times of darkness, we pray to the Lord. For wisdom for our president, for the members of Congress, and for the Supreme Court, that God will inspire them in their decision making and give them insight into the real causes of the problems before them. We pray to the Lord. For all who have served their nation, that they may enjoy their freedom and be blessed with health and peace. We pray to the Lord. For the gift of wisdom, that God will give us insight and understanding through our daily experiences. We pray to the Lord. For the sick, that God will strengthen them and make them new with abundant healing love. We pray to the Lord. For the deceased, especially those in our Book of Life, and Jeannie Proctor, we pray to the Lord. For the souls in purgatory, we pray to the Lord. For these and the attentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear the prayers of your people tonight as we implore your blessings upon all of us. Grant us wisdom, peace, and eternal life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. The preparation of gifts, let us sing. We will rise again. Number 440. 440.
Today may be truly acceptable to God, our eternal Father.
May the Lord receive the sacrifice of our hands, and pray for our good and all His church.
O God of mercy, in our Eucharist we proclaim the death of the Lord. Accept the gifts we present, and help us follow Him with love, for He is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us lift up our hearts.
Lift
Let us all give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, all-powerful, ever-living God, we do well always everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. By His birth, we are reborn. In His suffering, we are freed from sin. By His rising from the dead, we too rise to everlasting life. In His return to you in glory, we enter into your heavenly kingdom. And so we join with all the angels and saints as they sing out your unending hymn of praise. Come for us. body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before Jesus was given up to death, the death he freely accepted, at the Last Supper the night before he died, he took bread into his hands. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for all of you." When supper was finished, knowing the end was near, Jesus took a cup filled with wine. Again, Father gave you thanks and praise for this. He gave this cup to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. This will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. We offer you once again a life-giving bread, a saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence to serve you. May each of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your people throughout the world. Make us grow together in love for each other. Together with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Alan Wagner, our bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all the people from this parish who have died, as well as all the servicemen and women who have given their lives in their country's service. Bring them all into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us, true Father. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Keep us free from sin and anxiety as we now wait in joy for hope, waiting for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and ever. And Lord Jesus, you once said to your friends, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not look upon our sins, but upon the faith of all your church. Grant all of us here the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Jesus, with faith and love and mercy, in our drink your body and drink your blood, let this not bring any of us here condemnation, but only health and peace in mind and body. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and happily we call to this meal. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Mind of Jesus.
Our song for communion, in the drinking of the bread, number 334.
Thank you.
pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for the nourishment you give us through your holy gift. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, and in the strength of this group from heaven, keep us ever single-minded in your service. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Our stewardship
of
the
Let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May the Lord grant all of us the graces of wisdom and understanding, that we may love one another, and may Almighty God bless all of us here, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from here in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
As we are sent forth, let us sing 742, number 742. Rejoice, the Lord is King. Sing the first verse and the last verse.